继续读经的时间，今天我们读的经文我们会诵读主祷文，是在马太福音第六章第九节。我们诵读主祷文，马太福音第六章第九节，是在我们圣经的第1463页。我们圣经的第1463页。
Today the scripture reading will be in the book of Matthew. Today we are going to recite the Lord's Prayer together.
咁我哋揾到嘅时候，我哋首先用中文先读，系主祷文第1463页，马太福音第九节。咁我哋一齐诵读主祷文，我哋一齐起。所以你们要这样祈祷：我们在天上的父，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上一样。我们每天所需的食物，求你今天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，好像我们饶恕了得罪我们的人，不要让我们陷入试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
The Lord's Prayer is recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. We will start reading from verse 9, so read it all together. Matthew 6, verse 9. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
我们以下是有冯牧师讲到的时间。
Next come the preaching from Reverend Fong.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
多謝貴會同埋你哋牧師就邀請我嚟今日負責呢個嘅證道。
Thank you for inviting me to preach to you today.
我知道譚牧師咧，佢要去 Springfield.
I know Pastor Tam is in Springfield today.
聽講佢嘅 sister， 佢嘅唔知家姐定妹咧，就係有身體唔舒服，就去探佢哋。
I heard her sister is not feeling well, so he's visiting her.
So 我都曾經幾次都為佢禱告。
So I have prayed for him, Pastor Tam and his family.
好，聖誕就過咗啦。
So Christmas has passed.
我相信你哋主誕度，你哋會享受咗好豐盛嘅飲食，係咪
？So I trust that you have a feast for Christmas.
通常好多人嘅增肥嘅時間咧，通常喺感恩節同聖誕節兩餐之間嘅。
So in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's when we gain weight.
所以我今日既然你哋慶祝完聖誕啦，又慶祝完感恩節啦，我今日要同各位思想下，所謂簡朴嘅生活方式，就耶穌自己所講出嚟，甚至所定嗰個嘅標準。
So I want to share with you how Jesus has lived a simple life. In between celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas with you.
開始話信不信由你，有幾樣嘢我唔知你信唔信。
So believe it or not, I don't know if you believe in these facts.
就美國人嘅感恩節大餐咧，平均每個人吸取咗4500個加路里，即係熱能量。
In America for Thanksgiving dinner.In average, we intake about 4,500 calories.
通常每個人咧，我哋嘅吸收嘅能量1500至2000咧，已經係夠噶啦。
But we should have taken about 1500 to 2000 calories enough for to sustain us.
第二咧，就係美國人嘅家庭每年抌出咗去即係丟掉嘅食物咧，可以養活第三世界20個貧窮嘅人。
So what we have thrown out each day.In each family, the food is enough to feed 20 families in a third world country.
我唔知你哋屋企每餐食完啲嘢點樣抌法，但係我知道喺好多公立學校咧， 個垃圾桶嘅食物咧，等於差不多就喺嗰、那個啊嗰、那個咩啊，喺嗰個輪住攞嘢食嗰個差不多啦。好多學生都唔食咁樣抌咗佢嘅，又幾嘥，好糟蹋。
I know about our family, but in public schools, I know tons and tons of food are being wasted.
只有喺美國嘅流浪漢，即係 homeless people 咧，係要減肥嘅。
Only in America, the homeless has to go in a diet and lose weight.
呢個唔係我作出嚟嘅。
This is not, I didn't make all this up.
因為我哋有一個姊妹係喺 Pacific Garden， 大家知道 Pacific Garden Mission 嗰度做醫生，佢要對嗰班嘅流浪漢。教佢點樣減肥。
I know this because in our church, one of our sisters is serving as a doctor in the Pacific Garden to take care of the homeless.
佢都話：只有世界上係美國嘅流浪漢先正要減肥嘅。
So only America, the homeless has to lose weight.
喺主禱文裏邊有一句説話係今日我想同各位一齊思想嘅咩咧？佢話：我哋日用嘅飲食，今日賜俾我哋。
In the Lord's Prayer that we have recited earlier, it says, "Give us today our daily bread."
主禱文有幾多個識念嘅？唔使睇都識念嘅。
Who has memorized the Lord's Prayer?
差不多有三分二嘅人啦。
So we have about two-thirds.
我想問你哋，主禱文喺英文有幾多個字啊
？So how many words is in the Lord's Prayer in the English version?
你念咗好多個禮拜嘅喎，好多好多年啦，係咪？你冇數過幾多個字係咪
？So you have memorized the Lord's Prayer in all these years. You
我而家話俾你聽，英文咧有68個字。
There are 68 words in the English version.
一般嘅翻譯，一般嘅翻譯都係68個字。但係中文有幾多個字咧
？And how many words are in the Chinese version？
你哋用新譯本嘅中文，我就用緊和合本嘅中文，有啲唔同。但和合本中文咧有97個字。
In the Union version of the Chinese version, there are 97 words.
當你聽呢句説話嘅時候，呢個2000年前耶穌講嘅説話，我哋要揾食今日賜俾我哋，我哋今日似乎呢句説話對我哋冇乜意思。
So Jesus has spoken these words about 2,000 years ago, and seemingly it doesn't mean anything to us today.
我就算唔使祈禱。我打個雪櫃已經大把食物啦，可以食成個禮拜都唔使買嘢嘅。
So I don't have to pray. As soon as I open my refrigerator, there are enough food to last me for a whole week.
咁所以何必需要加多呢句落去咧
？So why do we need to add this phrase？
當主要教導我哋嗰個簡樸嘅生活嘅時候啊，究竟佢嘅意思係乜嘢咧
？So when Jesus is trying to teach us a simple lifestyle. What is he trying to tell us?
圣经话神嘅说话冇一句会废掉嘅，连一点一画都唔会废掉嘅。
And the Lord has told us we cannot stray any single letter from the Bible.
当耶稣教我哋话，我哋日用嘅饮食今日赐俾我哋，系向上帝祈祷，系我哋祈祷所必须要。向神求的。
When Jesus told us to say, "Give us today our daily bread," it is something that we have to pray to our God.
究竟佢包括啲乜嘢喺入边咧
？So what does that include?
第一，当我哋咁样祈祷嘅时候，系表示我哋对上帝嘅感恩。
When we pray this prayer, it is a way to give thanks to our God.
有句说话讲，一个识得感恩嘅人咧。就有一個敬虔嘅記號。
There's a saying, those who knows how to give thanksgiving is the one who are faithful to God.
我哋知道一個人嘅敬虔唔係因為佢識得跪喺度祈禱或者佢向天祈禱，嗰個作俾人睇好似法利賽人都得。但係一個人常存有一個 gratitude 一個感恩嘅態度咧，嗰個真係一個敬虔嘅人。
If you have a gratitude attitude, that is something you can show that you are faithful to God. It's just not something that you show from outwardly.
我哋今日所有嘅嘢都系神俾我哋嘅。
So everything we have is given to us by God.
你今日能够唞气，系神俾你可以唞气，俾空气你唞。
Every breath we take is a blessing from God.
喺《申命记》讲得好清楚，话你。 得钱的力量，你赚识赚钱的力量是神赐给你的。
He's saying that in Deuteronomy it tells us the ability for us to make a living is something that's given by God.
假定神唔落雨嘅话，我哋嘅田间嘅蔬菜，一切嘅生长都冇可能。
If God doesn't give us rain, the field will not grow.
所以圣经就话俾我听咧，我哋应该感谢厚赐百物俾我哋享受嘅神，喺提摩太书所讲嘅。
The Bible reminds us whatever we gain, it is something that is being given to my God.
你而家唞空气，冇收你钱噶。
The air that we breathe is free.
出边嘅阳光亦都冇收你钱噶。
The sunshine that we're enjoying is free.
你饮个水，因为你整过制造过，所以有水又要俾钱。如果唔系普通嘅溪水，你唔使钱都饮得到嘅。
If you doesn't drink bottled water, he's just taking it from the stream. It is also free.
呢都係神白白賜俾我哋嘅。
That is something that is given to us by God for free.
咁又我哋亦用飲食，咁但係就飲食呢方面係咁簡單，係咪咧
？Is it really that simple for our daily bread?
馬丁路德佢對呢句説話有個特別嘅解釋，佢話：飯係同我哋切身有關係嘅嘢，不論我哋都要感恩，包括咩咧？包括我哋嘅自由，包括我哋生命，包括我哋社区，包括我哋朋友，包括我哋教会，所有呢啲同我哋切身有关系嘅，我哋都应该感谢神，因为都系神所赐俾我哋嘅。
And Martin Luther has told us that we should give thanks to everything that's surrounding us, including our freedom, our community, our church, and everything that is surrounding us.
其实讲到感恩咧，你哋有冇感恩聚餐啊？喺教会啊？
有啊嘛。Do we have a Thanksgiving dinner？
感恩聚餐啊，都有啊。我今天有两个老朋友，郑国宇的，然后他们听说我在这里讲到，他们要来了，然后。
So, Pastor Bong has two Mandarin-speaking friends among us today.
好啦，你知唔知道？在我当中每一个人，你是世界上最富有和最幸福的人。
Do you know that everyone among us, we are one of the wealthiest and most fortunate people on earth?
如果你不信，我有读给你听，这个我在 internet 那里看到的。
That is something I have read from the internet that is that I want to share with you.
那个题目就说，你是一个富有幸福的人。
The title is "You are a wealthy and fortunate person."
你朝早起嚟没有不舒服嘅感觉，你比一百万步向死亡嘅人有福了。
Every morning when you wake up and you don't there's no pain and you feel healthy, you're more fortunate than a million people who is facing death.
没有战争嘅危险，铁枪嘅孤寂。
If you don't have to face the danger of war or in jail,
饥饿的威胁
or facing hunger,
你比2000万人有福了。
You're more fortunate than 20 million people.
你能够参加教会，不怕被捕、鞭打、凌辱，你比30亿人有福了。
If you can attend church without persecution, you're more fortunate.Than 3 billion people.
在你的冰箱里面有食物，有衣服穿，有屋可以住，你是全球3%的富有者。
If you have food in your refrigerator and you have a house to live and you have clothing to spare, you are more fortunate than 3/4 of the people on earth.
你的銀包有錢，銀行有存款。又可以上餐厅，又可以俾小费 tips， 你系全球8%最富有嘅人，有福啦。
If you have money in your wallet and savings in your bank, and you can go to a restaurant for a meal and even afford the tips, you are the top 10. You are in the top 8% of the wealthiest people on earth.
你可以抬头微笑，好多人都唔能够咁做，你有福噶。
If you can smile freely, you're more fortunate than a lot of people.
父母都俱在，又冇離婚，你係稀有嘅動物，尤其是喺美國，你有福啦。
In America, if you have both your parents are still alive and they haven't been divorced, you are in an endangered species.
你可以聽到以上嘅內容。你比全球20億嘅人有福了，因為佢哋係文盲嘅或者係耳聾嘅。
If you can easily hear what I've just said, you're more fortunate than 2 billion people because a lot of those people are illiterate or they are deaf.
當我睇到呢段文字嘅時候，我冇辦法唔要跪低要感謝神，因為原來我係一個咁富有同咁幸福嘅人。
After I read this, I couldn't help but kneel and give thanks to my God because I'm so fortunate.
我哋人嘅問題咧係咩咧？好似施布真牧師講 ，Charles Spurgeon 講話，我哋將我哋嘅不幸寫雕刻喺大理石上邊。
The problem with people is, as Charles Spurgeon said, we put all our problems and our unpleasantness engraved them into stone.
但是我们将神的恩典就写在沙土上面。
And what God has given us, we will indulge in sand.
很容易忘记，很容易忘记神的恩典。
And we are so,
不懂得感恩。
We have so easily forgotten God's blessings.
第二呢，当耶稣说我们日用饮食，今天赐给我们的时候，究竟他包含第二个什么意思呢？是叫我们知足。
The second thing when Jesus told us to pray, give us today our daily bread is not to know our contentment.
就为神所赐俾你嘅饮食，就咁简单嘅事，你都应该知足。
We should be contented for such simple thing that we have our daily bread.
嗱，你睇真呢句说话点讲啊？我哋喺英文咧话 our daily bread 吓，即系每日嘅面包，个系咪啊？佢話：我哋每個麵包求你賜俾我哋。佢冇講話我今日所需要嘅魚翅，求你賜俾我。我今日所需要嘅鮑魚，求你賜俾我。佢冇咁祈禱喎。
He says, "Give us our daily bread." And says, "Daily bread is daily bread. It doesn't say it doesn't include a feast."
Fish fins and the abalone, 鮑魚。鮑魚跟那個魚翅啊，佢冇求呢啲，只係話 daily bread 即係每日嘅麵包係咁簡單。
We're not praying for a feast, but we pray for our daily bread。
咁你話哦，我中國人我都唔食麵包嘅，我你我講，我今日所需要嘅米飯，求你賜俾我係咁簡單。
But you might say I'm Chinese, I don't eat bread, so you can pray that we have our daily rice。
亦都冇求神賜俾佢甜品蛋糕。
And we are not praying for dessert either.
咁你话唔通食鱼翅、鲍鱼嗰啲美好嘅食物，唔通系罪咩
？So you might ask, is it that sin to eat like abalone and shark's fin and all those good food?
耶稣都好识欣赏品味嗰啲好嘅食物。
Well, Jesus has enjoy good food.
在圣经里面都讲到很多次耶稣都被人邀请去筵席的。
And a lot of times the Bible has mentioned Jesus was invited to a lot of banquets.
好像有一个叫西门的请耶稣去吃饭，那个是大餐来的，有钱人，他是法利赛人，耶稣都去参加。
When Simon invited Jesus to his home for dinner, it was quite a banquet and a feast.
有一次有人相传拿但业结婚，请耶稣去参加佢个结婚嘅宴席，佢都去。
And when Jesus attended the wedding, it was also a feast also.
不过可惜嗰次咧，如果唔系耶稣去咧，佢嗰日次就好尴尬啦，因为酒用尽了。
It was fortunate that Jesus was in that wedding because they had drank all the wine.
马太悔改嘅时候，佢请佢所有好多个好友记。呢班都係税利有錢人，耶穌都去參加佢哋嗰個宴席。
We call it the tax when the tax collector repented, He also invited Jesus and all his friends over for a banquet.
耶稣都好识欣赏嗰啲好同埋好嘅食物，佢冇话系错。
And Jesus, in fact, saying enjoying good food is a sin or wrong because Jesus also enjoyed them.
但系佢平日嘅生活咧，耶稣平日生活嚟讲，佢系好简单嘅啫。
But Jesus' daily life is very simple.
若果主耶稣为你整早餐，你会整啲咩俾食咧？
If Jesus were to prepare a breakfast for you, what do you think he would make?
有边个识知道耶稣？若果耶稣为你预备早餐，你会做啲咩俾你食咧
？So do you know if Jesus were to prepare a breakfast for you, what would he have served you?
有几多个读过约翰福音二十一章嘅
？Who has read First John chapter 20？
有边个去过圣地嘅
？Who has ever went to the Holy Land？
有边个去过
？Carol just went there。
哦，有一个哦。在圣地嗰个提比利亚海边，咪有一个小礼拜堂仔，喺个讲台下边有一嚿石，仲有啲烧窿嘅炭火喺度嘅，系咪？佢哋相传话耶稣就喺嗰度做咩啊？烧啲鱼，烧啲饼，叫啲门徒食啊嘛。那个早餐包括啲咩啊？包括一啲嘅麦饼同埋一啲烧鱼，系咁简单。
So you went to that place by the sea. There was that still be. You can see the charcoal burnt. Jesus was preparing a few fish and some bread.
啊，你谂唔到喎、哦！耶稣嗰次嘅早餐咧，成为咗二十一世纪嘅人一个嘅减肥同埋卫生嘅食物嘅榜样喎、
哦。So who would have thought that what Jesus prepared that day has become the dietary and for people who want to live a healthy lifestyle.
因为我今年年初翻过香港咧，我知道香港有好多食经嘅，有乜方太食经啊，有乜嘢食经咁咧？佢哋其中一项提议咧，佢要食得健康，食得好咧，即系又简单又有营养咧，佢要学习耶稣的早餐。
So I went back to Hong Kong earlier this year. There were tons of cookbooks in Hong Kong, and a lot of them were mentioned. If you want to eat healthy and simple, you have to follow the diet in the Bible.
就是麦饼同埋烧鱼两样嘢。
So wheat bread and fish.
虽然系咁简单嘅嘢，但耶稣教我哋要知足，因为我哋一个人知足，点讲啊？一个人识得知足嘅时候。你就係大利，就係一個敬虔嘅記號。
So such a simple lifestyle, but Jesus has taught us when we are content, we're living in a faithful life.
大概兩年前咧，我就喺報紙睇到嗰個題目叫做《創世以來的大餐》，即係有世界以嚟咧，好豐盛一個嘅大餐。
I read in the newspaper about 2 years ago that the topic was the biggest feast and the most elegant banquet in the history of the world.
这个大餐呢，每人收费是港币3388元。
And the charges for each person, the charge is $3,388.
他这个这样的字眼是有意思的，你知不知道？香港人很迷信的嘛。生生发发嘛，三三八八嘛。
So $3,388 is one of the most favorite number in for Chinese.
佢入边包括咩？由中国同埋香港嘅名厨做负责，嚟煮食。
And it included the top chefs from Hong Kong and mainland China.
包括所有嘅山珍海味都有。
Included everything that you can think of.
因为3388元咧，唔系一个小嘅数目。
$3,388 for each person is not a small amount.
點知食完嗰餐嘢之後呢
？So, but you will know after they eat that dinner.
有百幾人要坐急救車，要去醫院急救。
So over 100 people had to run into the emergency room.
唔係食物中毒，而係佢哋唔受得嗰啲食物。
It's not food poisoning, but it was so rich, their body couldn't handle it.
所以圣经有句说话都啱，一个人有衣有食就应当知足，唔需要喺饮食上花咁多钱，或者系嘥咁多心机嘅。 那在飲食上專心的從來沒有得著益處。
So and the Bible also teach us those who concentrate too much on food, their mind will wander away.
第三樣，耶穌基督教我們，不單止簡單飲食，我們要知足的態度，還有我們學習信靠 confidence。
And the third thing is Jesus teaches us we should have confidence.
因為這個是祈禱文，所以我們就祈求神給我們所需要的，我們相信神一定會這樣做。
Because that is a prayer being taught by Jesus, so we should have belief the prayer has reached God and it will work.
當耶穌講這個祈禱文之前呢，他曾經就在馬太福音第六章教門徒，他你們不要學啲外邦人，外邦人即係話嗰啲未信、唔認識真神嘅人咧，佢哋為咩憂慮咧？一味就係掛住著咩衫，要食啲乜嘢，為衣食憂慮。
So before, just before the Lord's prayer that Jesus was teaching his disciples in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus was teaching his disciples that about the pagans that they are going for all the fancy clothing and fancy food.
没错，那些不相信真神的人呢，他们没有天赋，不认识天赋，他们会忧自己的食物、衣服。但是我们相信真神的人，他说，你们的天赋，你有个天赋，你的天赋是知道你的需要的。
For the non-believers, because they don't have our God who provide for them, they would worry about their daily living, such as food and clothing. But for the believers, we believe that our Lord and our God will provide for us, so we do not have to worry about such things.
我哋一个人可以预先计划将来嘅步骤点样发展我哋嘅事，我哋可以计划。
We can plan steps for our futures.
但我哋唔需要预先嚟忧虑。
But we do not have to worry about the future.
尤其是我哋称为神嘅仔女，我哋更加知道神会一步步带领我哋。
Because we are children of God.We will trust that God will take us step by step in our futures.
我講俾你聽，我啱出嚟1961年出嚟做傳道。
So I want to share with you in 1961 when I first became a servant of God.
教會俾我嘅薪水真係好恩，唔知你哋明唔明白啊
？The church, my salary from the church is very little.
嗰時候咧，一般嘅教會咧，俾佢哋嘅傳道咧係$250。
So generally the church, would give the minister about $200 a month.
但係我去呢間教會咧，只得$200一個月。
But in that church, my salary was about $200.
咁啊，一出糧嘅時候，我就攞$20，我交俾嗰個師傅話：呢個我十一奉獻，咁就得翻$180啦。
So,When I take my first paycheck, I would give my tithing, so I would have $180 left.
咁$80租屋，咁啊，我同我媽媽住，咁啊碌架牀啦，一個上一個下啦，咁啊$80一個月屋租。
And I rented a room, that would cost me $80 more.
咁啊，剩翻$100就兩人食啦。
So the $100 would be spent among the two of us.
咁我真係照住聖經講，我客要一味啲款待嘅喎，餐餐係一味送嘅啫喎。
So every meal I would have like one place of food.
咁你話，咁你豈不是營養不足
？So would I be malnutrition？
咁你睇我今日都唔係營養不足啫，係嘛？都幾好啫。
So look at me today, I would look healthy.
但係呢，就因為咁樣。是一年半咁耐咧，神訓練我真係學到一啲信心嘅功課。
So because of that, for about year and a half, God has teach me how to trust in Him.
我記得我教一班中學嘅主學生。
Remember, I was teaching the high school students.
初初得6個。
In the
beginning, from Form 1 to Form 4.
In the beginning, there was only 6 students.
甚至增加到十四个，
人哋你睇下 ，increase to 14。
最多嗰次21个添。
And the most we had was 21 students。
其在咧，其中有一个学生屋企开米铺嘅。
And amazingly, one of one of the students, his family owns a wine shop.
我又冇從來冇同佢講過啊！我係咁多錢一個月，僅僅夠食啦。咁啊，從來我都唔會講啲咁嘅嘢。
But I'm never share with them, no, because my salary is barely for me to live on.
但係有日竟然有個夥計托住五包托住一包米五十斤，佢唔係50磅，50斤上嚟要揾我咁講，咁啊我打開門，佢話呢個係某某人嘅米鋪叫我送嚟嘅。
But one day, one of the workers from the rice shop brought a 50-kilo bag of rice to me and said, "And so is send this to me to you."
啊，咁啊，每個月都有50斤米多咗出嚟。
So every month I would like extra rice.
我就經驗到好似以利亞咁樣，到時到後烏鴉就會送咗嚟啊。
So just like Elijah, when the time come, I will have food.
所以呢，如果我哋係服侍主、相信主嘅，我相信神係到時到後，好似供給以利亞一樣，神真係俾我經驗到佢係會供給我哋需要嘅神。
So just like Elijah, when we trust and serve God, when the time come, our provision will come.
因為聖經話，神話我總不撇下你，也不丟棄你，呢句説話非常嘅真實。
Because God has told us, I will never leave you.
耶稣又说，诗篇又说呢，耶和华是我牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And the psalm talks us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
一年半之后，不但止我能够没说会营养不足，一年半之后，竟然也都有他们的一个执事。我儲了一筆錢，我想人供一個人去留學。我相信這筆錢是剛剛你的，你拿這筆錢去留學吧。
And after that, about a year and a half after that, one of the deacons said, I have saved up some money. I want to send somebody to study abroad So I think that money would be right for you.
所以看見憑信心來生活的時候，神有他自己的時間，有他自己的供給，是超過你所想所求的。
So if you live in faith and serve God, when the time comes, God would send His blessings to you.
所以主耶穌說，叫我們不用為明天憂慮，因為明天只有明天憂慮，一天的難處一天就夠了。
So Jesus says, do not worry about tomorrow, not because tomorrow's worry will come and just live for today.
不是叫你做 couch potato,
Doesn't mean you want to just sit around and be a
pastor. 神俾你嘅機會工作，你忠心去做，神自然有更好嘅會俾過你。
If you are faithful in what God has sent you to do, God will give you more service and more opportunities.
有一個好有興趣嘅故事。
That was an interesting story.
就係當第二次世界大戰完咗之後咧。
After the Second World War.
咁啊，歐洲。你知道炸得好爛，因為盟軍去炸歐洲嚇，炸得好爛。
And you know, Europe is in such a bad is in such bad shape.
好多成人都死咗，剩翻好多孤兒。
A lack of parents would die and a lack of orphans were left.
你聽見過美國嗰個 Marshall Plan 就係去幫助歐洲嗰啲人㗎啦。
You might have heard of the U.S. Marshall Plan. That's the plan to help the Europeans.
美國。幫助他們開很多孤兒院，收留那些沒有父母沒有的孤兒在這
裡。 And Americans were opening a lack of orphanage in Europe to take care of the orphans.
有飯吃，有書讀。
They have their meal and they can study.
但他發現有一件事呢，就是當晚上睡覺的時候，個個孤兒都不睡的，個個擘大眼不肯睡。
They found something interesting that all the orphans would not sleep at night.
早餐就吃了，午餐吃了，晚餐吃了，為什麼不肯睡覺呢？
They have three meals a day and they were full. Why wouldn't they sleep?
後來沒辦法就找個兒童心理專家來研究一下。
So they finally try to use a child psychiatrist to study them.
他找到個問題在哪裡了。
And they found the problem.
就這班小孩呢，一味擔心天日不知道有沒有麵包吃呢。
They found that these children were worried.Would they have another meal tomorrow?
因為他們曾經經過這場戰爭之後，個個都 今日生存都唔知聽日可唔可以生存嘅。
Because they have experienced a great war, they don't know if they are still going to be living tomorrow.
所以佢就提一個方法咧。當每晚瞓覺嘅時候，每個孤兒嘅手有兩個麵包，俾佢揸住兩個麵包瞓覺。
So his suggestion was to give two breads to each orphan so they can hold on to it when they are sleeping.
即係保證佢聽日咧，嗱，你有兩個麵包揸住，你聽日有得食噶啦。
So it would guarantee that tomorrow they would have something to eat.
當佢哋派麵包俾啲孤兒揸住瞓覺咧，個個都瞓著曬。
So when they give the breads to the children to hold on to, they were able to have a good night's sleep.
我哋有個天父經常都話保守供給我哋真係唔使擔心嘅。
But we have our Heavenly Father who would provide for us and take care of us, so we do not have to worry.
最深的一點就是呢，就是我們教我們慷慨。
And the last point is, Jesus is teaching us to be generous.
請各位一起再讀這節聖經怎樣讀法，再讀一次啊。
Let us read this verse all together.
我讀和本，你讀新譯本是吧？我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。嗱，你注意有两个字眼，系边啊？系我们，唔系我字喎。我们系咪啊
？And take a look of the word us. It's not me, but the word us.
呢两个字点解？我们即系唔止一个人啦，唔系净系你啦。
Us would mean it's more than one person.
耶稣即系教我哋。当我点样祈祷求神赐福嘅时候，唔系净系俾我啊，系包括我哋每一个人都一齐，大家都彼此关心噶。
When Jesus taught us to pray, it doesn't teach us to pray for me, but us. That means everybody.
唔好单单顾你自己嘅需要，你都顾及到别人嘅需要啊。
Don't just take care of your own need, but everybody's need.
美国人有一个好出名嘅祷告。是很自私的，我告诉你，你不要学。
That's an American prayer that's very selfish, that you shouldn't learn this.
我就这个祈祷文，我先讲英文先，不用翻译。他说，Oh God, bless us for, and no others, that's all, Amen. 是这样的，这个美国。中文的译法呢，我将中文译到，求神祝福。我哋四个咩父母加埋两个细路啦，吓，并无他人，就系咁多，阿门，就系咁啦。咁样祈祷，我估都几难过得个天花板啊！我话俾你听。
If you pray such a prayer, it's not going to go through the ceiling。
系个好自私嘅祈祷，只系为自己嘅啫。
It's something that's just for yourself, such a selfish prayer。
我希望你唔会咁样做。
Hope that you don't copy that。
因为神俾我哋嘅唔系俾我哋单单自己占有嘅。
What God has given us is not for us to use for our own。
系要人同分享嘅。
It is to share with everybody。
我意思即系话关心嗰啲有需要嘅人。
That is to take care of those who are in need。
喺路加六章三十八节嗰度话：你哋给人就必有人给你哋。
In Luke chapter 38 it says。Give unto us to those who has given unto us.
有间教会有一年佢哋嘅差传年会，即系话宣教年会咧，佢哋有一个特别嘅节目，简直吓到嗰班人都惊咗嘅。
There was this time this church has when they have their mission report, it shocked everybody.
你知道通常差传年会有个聚餐会噶嘛，系咪？
No, they have their dinner for their mission Sunday.
呢间教会有几百人，好大间下嘅。
And this church has several hundred people.
当你入到嗰个聚餐室嘅时候咧
，When they went into that the banquet hall，
咁啊，每个人都执筹先入去嘅。
Everybody has to take a number.
执到 A 嘅就坐 A 嗰边，执到 B 嘅坐 B 边，将佢分 A 同 B 分开。
So if you were to pick divide into A or B side, so if you pick Take A, you go to A or take B, you go to the B side.
去到 A 嗰边嗰啲咧，哇！嗰个台上面有最好嘅食物摆到满晒嗰度。
The A side has all these feasts and all this food.
但系 B 嗰边咧
，and on the B side，
空碟同埋一个叉个羹系咁多啦。
There's an empty plate and a fork, and that's it.
嗰牧师就跟住讲啦。
And so the pastor started to speaking.
你哋咁样入嚟睇到咁嘅情形，你哋学到啲乜嘢啊
？When you all come in, when you see this, what have you learned？
你估唔估到个牧师想叫佢哋学乜嘢啊
？So do you know what the pastor is trying to teach them？
啊，岑仔，你知唔知啊？啊，我以后得咗，好聪明你真系，冇错啦，就教啲会友咧。有嗰啲要俾嗰啲冇嘅。
So he's trying to teach for those who has food, they have to share with those who do not.
如果唔係咁做差傳，有乜意思？你話啦，嚇
？Unless you are doing this, what good is the mission? What good is the mission?
我哋差遣宣教士去非洲、去南美洲點乜？就係幫助嗰啲貧苦、冇教育、唔識耶穌福音嘅人，就係咁幫助佢哋讀書。着衫食饭，我哋做啲工作系要分俾帮助嗰啲人。
So when we send the missionary out to the third world country, we are teaching them how to make a living, how to provide for their education and all their daily needs.
所以总结嘅时候，耶稣喺呢个说话里边俾我哋四大原则。
So in conclusion, this verse has teach us four principles.
第一咧，我哋真系要从呢句说话里边。叫我哋学习感恩，因为一切都系神俾我哋嘅。
First, we have to learn how to learn gratitude because everything that we have is given by God.
佢就话我嘅心啊，你要咁轻重要啊，唔好忘记佢恩惠。
So we have to give them with our hearts. We cannot forget what's the provision by God.
第二教导我哋知足。
And the second is we have to learn contentment.
圣经话敬虔加上知足就大利了。
For those who are faithful and content,
it's a beginning.
That's a beginning.
第三咧，教导我哋信靠。
And the third is we have to have confidence in God.
相信主每天都供给我哋嘅需要。
We have to trust that God will provide for us each and every day.
佢系一个信实嘅神。
He is a faithful God.
第四样咧就教导我哋慷慨。
And the fourth is we have to learn generosity.
神赐俾我哋嘅记得，我哋都记得嗰啲冇嘅人。
We have to remember those who are in need and after we have been given.
因为耶稣话施比受更为有福。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
点解我哋要过一个简朴嘅生活
？Why do we have to live a simple life？
如果我哋能够帮助更多嘅人，同埋能够叫人得福嘅时候咧。我哋自己就要簡朴一啲，我哋先正可以分享俾別人。
Because by doing so, we can bless and help those who are in need.
我最後一個個人嘅經驗俾各位聽。
我哋 share something my personal experience.
你覺得我呢個頭髮非常點啊？覺得可唔可以啊
？What do you think of my haircut？ 啊
，OK 咁樣，我同我太太就剪頭髮，佢又幫我剪頭髮。
So Pastor and his wife would cut each other's hair.
我幫佢剪完頭髮咧，佢就擠$10落一個盒嗰度。
After I cut my wife's hair, she would put $10 in the box.
佢幫我剪完頭髮咧，我又擠$10落嗰個盒度。
After she cut my hair, I would also put $10 in the box.
每一次宣教士翻嚟述职嚟我哋報告工作時咧，我就俾$50佢買電油，因為而家電油太貴啦，你知道嘛
？So every time a missionary would come back and give us a report, I would give him.$50 for transportation.
呢就係我哋非法錢嚟嘅。
And that's our haircut money.
呢樣就教我哋學習到分享同埋關心別人嘅需要。
So we have to. So in this way, I learn how to share and bless each other.
有個人話俾聽，哇，好貴啊！去唐人街飛一次髮，我呢個髮成$20嘅。
So Somebody told me if I were to cut my hair in Chinatown, it cost me over $20.
Oh, 我幫你飛我，我幫你飛$10得啦。
Let me cut it for you. It's only $10.
你仲可以有$10捐出嚟添。
So you can have $10 extra to give to the Lord.
簡朴嘅生活方式唔係叫你挨餓，唔係叫你受苦。
A simple life doesn't mean you have to go in hunger and suffer.
是叫你更加識得感謝神同埋關心別人。
It is to teach you how to care for others and to give your thanksgiving to God.
請低頭祈禱。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋为你一切俾我哋嘅祝福，我哋献上感谢。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and give our thanksgiving for all your provisions.
求主提醒我们有个感恩的心。
Let the Lord remind us we should have a thanksgiving heart.
又求主给我们有个乐意与人分享的态度。
Lord, teach us how to, with our own free will to care for others.
因为我们得货财、钱财的力量都是你赐给我们的。
Because our ability to make a living is given from you.
我们献上感谢。
We give you our thanksgiving.
奉耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.